Yes, whispered Ron. Then attend to it, Cattermole, and if my office is not completely dry within an hour, your wife's blood status will be in even graver doubt than it is now. The golden grill before them clattered open. With a nod and unpleasant smile to Harry, who was evidently expected to appreciate this treatment of Cattermole, Yaxley swept away toward another lift. Harry, Ron, and Hermione entered theirs, but nobody followed them. It was as if they were infectious. The grills shut with a clang, and the lift began to move upward. What am I going to do? Ron asked the other two at once. He looked stricken. If I don't turn up, my wife, I mean Cattermole's wife.
We'll come with you. We should stick together, began Harry,
but Ron shook his head feverishly.
That's mental. We haven't got much time. You two find Umbridge. I'll go and sort out Yax's office. But how do I stop it raining?
Try finite incantatum, said Hermione at once. That should stop the rain if it's a hex or curse. If it doesn't, something's gone wrong with an atmospheric charm, which will be more difficult to fix. So, as an interim measure, try impervious to protect his belongings.
Say it again, slowly, said Ron, searching his pockets desperately for a quill.
But at that moment, the lift juddered to a halt. A disembodied female voice said,
Level 4, Department for the Regulation and Control of Magical Creatures, incorporating Beast, Being, and Spirit Divisions, Goblin Liaison Office, and Pest Advisory Bureau.
And the grills slid open again, admitting a couple of wizards and several pale violet paper airplanes that fluttered around the lamp in the ceiling of the lift.
Morning, Albert, said a bushily whiskered man, smiling at Harry.
He glanced over at Ron and Hermione as the lift creaked upward once more. Hermione was now whispering frantic instructions to Ron. The wizard leaned toward Harry, leering, and muttered,
Dirk Cresswell, eh? From Goblin Liaison. Nice one, Albert. I'm pretty confident I'll get his job now.
He winked. Harry smiled back, hoping that this would suffice. The lift stopped. The grills opened once more.
Level 2, Department of Magical Law Enforcement, including the improper use of magic office, Auror Headquarters, and Wizengamot Administration Services, said the disembodied witch's voice.
Harry saw Hermione give Ron a little push, and he hurried out of the lift, followed by the other wizards, leaving Harry and Hermione alone. The moment the golden door had closed, Hermione said, very fast,
Actually, Harry, I think I'd better go after him. I don't think he knows what he's doing, and if he gets caught, the whole thing...
Level 1, Minister of Magic and Support Staff.
The golden grills slid apart again, and Hermione gasped. Four people stood before them, two of them deep in conversation, a long-haired wizard wearing magnificent robes of black and gold, and a squat, toad-like witch wearing a velvet bow in her short hair and clutching a clipboard to her chest.